Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, your first big sale for 2019 from Superior Livestock is Bellringer 32, 9th and 10th of January, live from the Embassy Suites Stapleton in Denver, Colorado. You can see it on Dish Network Satellite Channel 998, SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 Central Time, the actual auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 88,400 head, 29,500 yearling steers, 16,800 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves, and about 2,500 head of bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on the specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. You can view the full catalog on the website. And of course, sale day, you can participate in the auction at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's Bellringer 32, live from Denver, Colorado. Remember, friends, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Partial government shutdown continues in this new year of 2019. Eventually, when the government shutdown is over, U.S. Department of Agriculture will be busy starting to implement the 2018 Farm Law. One of those that was present at the signing of the bill into law by President Donald Trump was National Association of Wheat Grower President Jimmy Musick of Sentinel, Oklahoma. Afterwards, he told Don Atkinson of Wheat Squared that he feels pretty good about most aspects of the bill. However, there are a few things he'd like to have seen tweaked a little more.
As always, there's some provisions that we're not in love with. We had preferred not to lose base acres, for one thing, on wheat, even though we're going to get compensated for, to a certain extent on that. But we really do know that if we try to keep the next generation in business, we've got to have that crop insurance for the safety net. We've got to have that ability to change from ARC to PLC or vice versa, what works best in our area. We needed that flexibility really bad. We also needed some tweaks in a conservation program and some things that just need to be centralized and made a little more workable and easier for the farmers to digest and to use.
National Association of Wheat Grower President Jimmy Musick. We made mention of that partial government shutdown. The Farm Service Agency county offices are now officially shut down. They were, as far as their funding that was available to them, it ended at the close of business last Friday. As a result, the second round of market facilitation payments may or may not go out to farmers, depending on whether or not they have been able to get their certification completed before last Friday. If they didn't, they'll have to wait until the government shutdown is over. Over the New Year's holiday, President Donald Trump took to Twitter to talk about a recent phone call with Chinese President Xi. The president noted that the two had had what he called a long and very good call, saying that a possible deal between the two nations is making good progress. It's obviously been a tough 2018 just concluded for the world economy, as the trade war between the two largest economies have disrupted the flow of hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods. Trump and Xi agreed to a 90-day truce that began on the 1st of December while they attempt to negotiate a deal that could bring months of escalating tensions to an end. According to the tweet, just had a long and very good call with the president of China. Deal is moving along very well. If made, it'll be very comprehensive, covering all areas, subjects, and points of dispute. He says big progress being made. At the same time, Chinese state media have reported the two had a phone conversation. President Xi quoted as saying the teams from both countries are working to implement a consensus reached with President Trump in Argentina. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.